This is the closing market report for a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, it was a beautiful day here, and we went into the 80s, but I hear you were a little colder up there.
Well, when you get a wind off the lake, it can be pretty nasty, and temperatures were only in the low 40s yesterday evening. So while I was enjoying the cold weather from the inside, I was looking at how nice it was in Champaign and missing my days there, seeing it was 82 degrees at the same time.
Let's talk a little bit about what the weather's been like for farmers, because there is a difference between the southern and northern parts of the Corn Belt.
Well, there was a lot of rain in the northern Corn Belt overnight. Around half of an inch to 1.5 inches fell to the north of Interstate 80. So that area is going to need to dry out a little bit before planting can start or resume. As we go forward, though, the main area of rain will be across the southern Corn Belt. We'll see a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight across the southeast third of the Corn Belt, primarily from around Champaign onto the south and to the east. But then the main event occurs tomorrow and Saturday when a slug of heavy rain develops from Kansas through the southern third of the Corn Belt and the northern third of the Delta. So conditions are going to slow down before they speed up, at least across the southern Corn Belt, because of that rain coming up.
What do you see next week?
Next week's a little bit difficult to pinpoint just because we have a number of things that will take place, but it is fairly obvious that a major system is going to emerge in the central U.S. come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. And even before we get to that point, we'll see a small-scale system move across the northern plains. That first system moves across the Dakotas and Minnesota Monday and Tuesday. That brings another pretty good rain to corn and spring wheat areas, and then we'll see a heavy area of rain develop later next week. At this point, it looks like you could divide the Corn Belt in half with, say, Iowa, Missouri, and Minnesota, and points onto the west receiving a significant rainfall around Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week, and then areas to the east, including Illinois, more toward Friday and Saturday, so 8 to 9 days from now. How all of this works out exactly will take a little bit to determine, but unfortunately, we really won't have a great idea on that until about 3 or 4 days from now. But the point is, Todd, that we're going to see some pretty big rains next week.
Yeah, so next week, if farmers get into the field this week, they'll probably be okay, especially in the eastern Corn Belt. They've got more time maybe than the western Corn Belt to do that. And then if you think about the storm systems that are running through, will they continue that? Sometimes becomes a persistent good thing or bad thing, depending on how much rain actually drops.
We've been in a pretty active pattern for a couple of months now, and it looks like that just is going to continue right into May. We don't have a lot of reason to believe that this pattern is suddenly going to stop, though as you noted, there are some areas out there that have missed out on the rains, and we could see a little bit of drying here over the next week in parts of the eastern Corn Belt. So this is not a real clear-cut situation. We can't just generalize everybody and say that, oh, this is a definite wet scenario that we're in or a definite dry scenario. The only thing we would comment on is that going forward, we again see that big system next week. We think another one will be right behind it. And if you just take a step back and just look at the whole big picture, there's been a lot of different rain events moving across the central U.S. for a while now. That looks to continue for at least 2 more weeks, more than likely into the first 10 days of May. So we will have to keep an eye on rainfall going forward.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us for the day.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm. That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.